worst happens in the best way possible, because I am just done with trying to compensate and trying to create this metaphorical, profound nonsense around what it is that my life has become because of these ongoing OCD tendencies, these ongoing trials and tribulations that challenge me on a day-to-day basis. I just need to let it be, and I just need to let myself be in that process, however that is. At the same time, there's no more overthinking that cannot be done, because that is the issue at hand. Same goes for two, as I mentioned before, no more overthinking, like, oh, at the end of the day, yes, no more making things too much far-fetched and too extreme to what the actuality and reality is. But at the same time, no more denying my confidence, which is, yes, before I mentioned that maybe I overcompensate for thinking I'm so, like, awesome and liking myself to the max, when at the same time it's like a defense mechanism to protect myself from all the stress I put myself under. No, I'm damn awesome, okay? Take it or leave it, okay? That's just a confidence thing. And that's just, you have to have that confidence in life. Because if you don't, the hell that you put yourself through, the hell that others put you through, is just gonna be too far down and too far gone for you to even ever climb back up. Okay? Okay. And that's all I have to say. Except, I'll leave you with this. The next steps are not known. The next steps will come as they will. The next steps are on my terms. No one else's, my terms. You understand that? Okay? I don't care what people have to say if I'm not comfortable. I'll listen to people, but if I'm not comfortable, and if it goes against who I know I am, aside from all of this distraction, then I'm not going to do it, okay? But I am going to be open. But being open does not mean you just take everything that is thrown at you. No. Being open allows you to say whether or not that's right for you. Okay? People don't seem to get that, no matter what it is. Whether it has to do with this situation, OCD, mental health issues, physical issues, what have you. Just life in general. People seem to feel as though if they are told something and it does make them uncomfortable, that they just have to suck it up and now include that bit into their life as though nothing happened, as though it is natural. Yes, things are going to be hard to accept, and deep down you're going to know they're right for you. That's for you to decide, not anybody else. You. So without further ado, I give you my parents, and I thank them immensely for them putting up with me, for their opinion on the matter at hand, for their loving and for their hard-to-take words. Perhaps, let's just see, shall we?
My son's OCD makes me worry for him. He tends to take a long time when it comes to cleaning things. He can be gone for hours. He ends up missing things with the family. And a lot of time we don't see him at dinner because he's still doing his thing. And we end up waiting for him, trying to plan days around what he's got to do as far as his routine goes. And sometimes, I guess, tension can run a little high in the family because He expects us to have the same quirks as he does and gets frustrated at us, and we get frustrated at him. And some arguments can start, and that can get pretty tense.
I hope my son can get his OCD under control really soon. It's stressing him right out. It's causing him to be so, I guess, wiped out physically and mentally. He twitches. He strains his neck back. He never looks like he's comfortable. He's always worrying about things, extra worrying about things that delay his actions and delay his activities. It's actually already taken over his life, and it's too bad. And he needs to get it under control for his own sake, both mentally and physically, as quickly as he can. So we're going to try and get him help and see what we can do to get him on the right path to overcome this, because he just can't continue living a normal life with this kind of a thing. Always, bothering you, stressing you out, physically making you exhausted. So hopefully we can get this under control as soon as possible.
Thank you. Thank you. When not in notions, have you lost amongst unhealthy devotion? All for naught. Your best bet of tissue alone won't do. No worries. I got you. Tune in where I, Jason Swigger, will help you.
Help me?
Yes.
Feel even the slightest bit bigger. Only on Flower Bedhead Radio. Only on CKDJ 107.9. Yes.